Hey, I'm Andrew.
And I'm Chris. We're the hosts of True Believers, a comic book podcast, our weekly podcast about all things comics.
Welcome to episode 37 of True Believers. Last week, we read last year's DC Pride anthology, and this week, we watched the first episode of Marvel's Moon Knight, The Goldfish Problem.
Let's go over what I know about Moon Knight. I know he's the son of a rabbi. He was a Marine. He has DID, which is a dissociative identity disorder, and his two most prominent alters?
Yes.
They are Stephen Grant and Jake something, and I think there's a Mr. Knight, too. I said two most prominent, but that was three. Oh, his name is Mark Spector. I remember that because it's a cool name. Spector's like Ghost, so I'm surprised he's not like Moon Ghost or something. Oh, and he's involved with some Egyptian god named something, and I looked him up, and he was created by Doug Mensch and Don Perlin. But that's all I looked up, honestly. I don't know anything else.
It's okay. There's probably more than I knew going into this. I did very, very minimal research on this because I've just never been interested in Moon Knight personally.
It's like how they put out that Punisher show with Jon Bernthal. And you know I love Jon Bernthal. I've loved him since Night at the Museum, Battle of the Smithsonian. I've loved him since even further back than that. I didn't support the Punisher at all. I have not seen 1 minute of the Punisher.
I saw that one. I think that one was actually like my least favorite. Well, besides Iron Fist, out of all the Defender shows.
Yo, you know that
you had...
Oh,
I was just going to say, but we had Jessica Jones and we had Luke Cage and we had Daredevil. So, of course, those ones are going to be like...
I actually never finished better than Daredevil anything else. Like, people praise long. Daredevil all the time, but like, I've only seen 5 episodes and I did not enjoy them. I saw a man get... Maybe it was probably not even have been 5. I saw a man get beat to death with a bowling ball and I just stopped the episode right then. I was like, nope. And not on my watch. No. But you know,
no, Jessica Jones was the best one.
It was per because she ate that down. Like with Luke Cage, I didn't finish season 2. Once they introduced that Jamaican motherfucker, when he was like, he kept saying Mariah Stokes, because her name is Mariah Dillard. Like she got married, and he's like Mariah Stokes. He said it was so much. And he felt that in his soul. But I was going to say Iron Fist. You know that boy who I always take up? Not boy, man. Who I always take up for on Game of Thrones, Loras Tyrell, who I was like, listen, everybody else sucked, but he really didn't deserve to be mutilated and then die. He's Iron Fist. How did I never notice that?
Yeah, I don't know, because that show wasn't that good. Because
I didn't watch it, honestly.
But how do you feel about the first episode of this show that we watched?
I'm probably not going to watch anymore. But... it was funny. Like, he made me laugh. Oscar Isaac is funny. So, men who are hot really should not be funny.
It's too much power.
It really,
especially, he looked so disheveled in this. I was going to say bad, but he didn't really look bad. But he looked so disheveled in this, but he still looked good. So, it's like, you can't be funny on top of all of this. You just can't do it.
And he was literally amusing me with the funniest things. Like, you know... First of all, I don't watch trailers either, and we came up with the idea to do this for our episode today, so I watched it today.
Yeah, but we watched it really last minute, so because we were going to do something else, and then we were like, hey, you know what? Moon Knight's a big show right now. Let's see what's happening. But you know what?
Because it was a big show. It was literally just because we were like, what can we do?
Because we're lazy.
We didn't even choose it based on popularity. That's the sad part.
Yeah, because it's not that popular. It's got less views than... like the initial viewers, it was less than Loki.
No, but Loki sucked.
But it was, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, this one wasn't that great either.
It was better than Loki.
Oh, how do you? I don't know. See, my problem with this show, which I already sold you earlier, but it's they keep following the same formula. This is the exact same thing as WandaVision, the way that they're doing this already. You know, you can tell.
I think they'll continue to do that with their movies because, like, Eternals was actually made as like a movie, like a regular movie, and people were mad about that. But Eternals was
mad
cool.
It was so long. It was cool. It was
Eternals
really
wasn't
movie.
Even the longest superhero movie I've seen in like the past 7 months.
I mean, yeah, we just watched Batman. That one was so good movie. But
it
but
is
just slog, so long.
Though. I'll give it that because I felt like Eternals, like look, at having seen Eternals twice now because I watched it with my mom. At some points, it does get a little bit quieter. So maybe after I watch the Batman on HBO Max, maybe I'll change my opinion. But yeah, It's still, they didn't make that damn 4-hour Justice League movie, though. And people seem to love that. Like, when people tell me, oh my God, XYZ is so long, I'm like, nah, because that's your king.
It's not like the Titanic, at least.
Oh God. If I ever had to watch the Titanic again, I would probably claw my own eyes out. That's the worst movie ever.
I had to watch it in two separate settings because it's so long. I was like, all right, we got to take a break here. We'll come back to this later because who has the time? Like,
you're right. You're right. And you know what? That wasn't fair to say it's the worst movie ever because I've seen worse movies. It's just long. It's just long and I don't particularly like it. But it wasn't horrible.
It's not a bad movie. Soundtrack was banging the whole time. So,
oh my, Celine. She ate that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And left no crumbs. And you know what? If she did leave crumbs, we would be happy. Thank you for letting us feast on your scraps, queen. Oh, and you know what? Speaking of comic books and Celine Dion, she ate up the Deadpool's.
Deadpool, she did that. But I like it. It was such a good music video, too, with... I'm assuming it's Ryan Reynolds. I'm going to say it's Ryan Reynolds in the suit who's dancing.
There's this dancer who always wears high heels, and I can't think of what... the name is, but I was like, that's gotta be the high heel guy.
Oh, I don't know. I just assumed it was Ryan Reynolds because that seems like something he would do. Come dancing in high heels.
Yeah, it's Giannis Marshall.
Oh, okay. Either way, great music video. Celine's gonna do that. Also, in Titanic, you know that she drank too much coffee before she sang My Heart Will Go On, which is why her voice sounds so shaky. And she was like, I'm not doing this again. Like, this is what you're gonna get.
Oh my God. The sad thing is, I always just thought, like, I was like, oh man, she must have been really feeling that.
No, she didn't even want to do this. And look how big that song is. So she just drank a bunch of coffee and was like, all right, making my money today, and then moved on. And it's like this huge song now. Fun fact.
I think that's hilarious. She's just like, well, you know.
Yeah, it was just another day in the studio for her. And she's like, I'm not doing it again.
Apparently Whitney Houston was like that. She'd be like, well, listen, that's all I'm going to do. So.
That's all you asked for me to do. Like,
I think it was Babyface who said that, who was like, oh my God, she had the most beautiful voice. And sometimes she would be like, I'm only going to do this one more time. And then I'm leaving. And he'd be like, oh man, I just wanted her to keep singing.
I get that though. Can you imagine being in the room with one of these people, like Whitney Houston or Celine Dion, even Mariah Carey? Like, I would be like, just keep singing. I don't even care what you're saying. Just keep singing.
You know who I would love to be in a recording studio with? Freaking Fantasia. Oh, we're not talking about the show at all. Nothing really happened. What I will say that was really cool about this doesn't feel like an origin story. It feels like this man is already in the middle of what's happening to him, because he would just wake up random places and he'd be like, what the hell? And then he would fall back asleep.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. It's kind of like WandaVision, because WandaVision started, it was already in the middle of her in this town, right? And then it gives us the backstory later on. And I feel like this is going to do the exact same thing, because he's already in the midst of being Mark Spector, Moon Knight.
So they're going to explain how he became that. Is fair. You know, just because, like, there was context. We had seen kind of what Wanda we had seen parts of Wanda in the MCU before. This is just coming out of nowhere. It's just some poor British guy who's doing we see British people every day. So I was like, why is he British?
Yeah, why is he British? Because Stephen... what's his last name? I can't remember.
Stephen Grant.
Stephen Grant isn't British in the comic books. He's from New York, I think, right?
I don't know.
I don't know either way. You know, who am I to say anything about this show?
Like, why is he British? Like, why is he British? I want to know that. Like, really, why is he British?
I have no idea.
Like,
I'm not going to look it up either. I don't know.
I feel like they just wanted to do that to distinguish it from, like, his regular talking voice or whatever, you know?
You mean Oscar Isaac? Yeah, maybe.
I feel like that's why they did that. But, like, why are you British? But just the fact that it's like this Egyptian guy really is dry beefing with this man. He's like, oh, my God, the idiot is here. I was like, sir, that wasn't called for. You didn't have to talk to me like that. I'm in a situation I didn't ask to be in. Like, you playing with my body.
Yeah, but Stephen Grant is the alter personality, right? He's not the main one.
Well, it seems like in this show he might be, because it's Steven who's got the job. It's Steven who's living the life, you know what I'm saying? Mark seems like Mark the Merc.
Yeah, but Mark also is the one that asked the girl out at the beginning, and he was at least Mark for a few days during, at least from Thursday to Sunday.
It seems like he's only Mark when it comes time to do some killing. I'm saying he on the weekends, it's time to be Mark the Merc. Monday through Friday, he go to work, make that money as Steven.
Yeah, maybe, but why? Why, you know? I don't know where the show's going. I honestly have no idea. I didn't find this first episode that interesting, if I'm being honest.
And I'll continue to find it interesting because I'm not going to watch.
You know, at the end, whenever he finally realizes, like, oh my God, I have another person now, and he turns into Moon Knight and whatever to fight the demon thing. Like, it took a solid few seconds, right? Like, so how did he turn into Moon Knight in the car and, like, kill everybody that quick?
No, I think he was just Mark. I think the whole Moon Knight thing is a separate thing, you know? Maybe. I think when he's Moon Knight, he's the Fist of Khonshu, right? So I feel like that's like his Sailor Moon moment. Like, he takes a moment, he transforms. I feel like when he's, like, going from Steven to Mark, I think it's just like, oh, well, here I am now. Time to be some ass. Bop, 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 bop. You know?
So you think Mark is, like, he can fight too, but when he turns into Moon Knight, that's a whole different, like, Sailor Moon. Yeah, because I know for a fact
that Mark is, like, a regular, schmegular, degular mercenary guy. No, I think he was a Marine or something. Like, he could fight.
You know, I don't know. Maybe. I guess it would make sense because he did not have a few seconds whenever he was driving that truck trying to fight. Like, he did not have a few seconds to transform. So maybe that makes sense. Oh,
and the transformation scene was actually really cool because he lifted up off the ground and then you saw some Egyptian shit in the background and then it was like blink, blink, blink. Ooh, Moon Knight.
I do have to say that, like, whenever he was turning into Moon Knight and there was, like, Egyptian writing on the wall and stuff. I don't know if that's writing.
He was transported into another place. Like, another place was superimposed on this museum bathroom. Also, he kind of pissed me off. Because Steven deserved to get bit by whatever the fuck that was. He deserved that because there was this part where he's doing inventory. First of all, you get menaced by a guy who says he's the avatar of some other Egyptian god. First of all, and this is not something you believe in. Like, this is not your thing, right? So he's like, okay. And he's like, let me get away from this dangerous guy. So he leaves.
Yeah.
Then he's doing inventory. Beep, beep, beep. First of all, the way I would have called that'll work. I'm sick. I need to go home. And he was like, there was a dog in the museum. And I was like, first of all, the museum is locked after hours. How do you think a dog got into the museum? And then he's like, I hear you. Can you hear me? Hello. Hello, boy. And I was like, sir, if you don't take your ass, it made me so mad. I was so pissed.
I had all these exact same thoughts. But then the way he was whistling at the dog, I was like, has Oscar Isaac ever been around
whistled
a dog
before?
Like, well, that too. But I was like, that's not how you really call a dog. Dogs don't listen to that. So I was sitting there like, does he?
They do, but only, like, if you're good at that. Like, if you are a trainer, you know, that's the only way you're going to get a dog to listen to a whistle.
I thought it was funny, but I had those exact same thoughts as I was watching it. I was like, sir, this man just showed up at your job. This spooky ass man with a moving tattoo telling you have chaos inside of you. Why did you go to work? He knows where you work. Why are you here? That man was spooky. Also, it was from somewhere across the world. So it's like, actually, I can't say that fairly. I don't know where this man's from, but, you know, he tracked you down. He knows where you work. Why are you still going to work the next day?
It wasn't even the next day. It's that night.
Or is it that? See?
It's
why?
The same night. The same night.
Moon Knight. I don't know. He deserved it. It's just,
like, I hate to blame the victim, but I absolutely do in this case. You need to acquire some blame.
I don't know about this show. I really don't. Like,
I'm not watching anymore. But I hope everybody else who does, like, I hope they have a good time. Oscar Isaac is very hot, but, like, I can't. You know, I just can't do it.
I've already seen this exact same show multiple times. I just don't want to watch it again. It's just a different character with the same show. I'm just not interested anymore. And maybe that's not fair of me to say, because I know that a lot of people do like it, but I'm just getting bored with it, you know?
Why are you telling me? What am I going to say other than, you're right, King?
it's so boring.
Like, one thing about us, if Andrew's going to be toxic, I'm going to be worse.
That's true. I'm the good one. But, like, we had good Marvel shows that were different than this regular formula they follow, but they got canceled. So it's like,
and the thing that pisses me off, it seems like they only got canceled so they could make everything MCU. Like, because
exact same feeling,
you
yes.
know, like Runaways, probably a good time for it to end for what they were doing. Like, I've never seen the show, you know, I still haven't watched it. You know, I'm horrible.
I have beef with that one, too, just because I don't remember who had the original rights to it, but they were writing it. It was really good. Brian K. Vaughan was involved, who wrote The Runaways.
Well, what's
so
crazy,
it was really
though,
good.
it was for Hulu.
Yeah,
it was for Hulu, which Disney owns. Disney owns Marvel, and they own Hulu. So what was the purpose of canceling the show? It's the same
somebody
as
somebody else bought it. And then they changed the complete storyline and changed it completely. And it's like, that's whenever it needed to be canceled at that point, because y'all ruined that show. But that's my problem with it. Y'all had good shows, so why are y'all ruining it? Just to, I think it's exactly like you said, just so that way they can make it all MCU and everything's interconnected and blah, blah.
The thing that pisses me off, though, about the Defenders, they were already in the MCU. Like, Jessica Jones, you remember in season one, like, where she's got beef with those people, or those people got beef with her, and they, like, they try and set a trap for her, and she gets pissed off, and she's like, what's wrong with y'all? And this woman is like, my parents died in Manhattan, and she was like, what the hell does that have to do with me? I ain't no Avenger. I do not know them people.
I think I can't remember if this is correct or not, but I'm pretty sure there were rumors going around that the Defenders are gonna get remade or continue their story or whatever. Like, they're coming back, I think,
as they should, honestly. Like, they didn't deserve to be canceled. So,
well, my problem is now it's on Disney Plus, which means it's going to be even more MCU now than it was before. But God, I will say that about this show. This one didn't relate to the MCU. I'm sure it will later on, but for this first episode, it didn't.
I just don't like that everything has to be an interconnected. Everything doesn't have to be the same story. You didn't do it. I don't know why I'm frustrated at you.
I think we're hyping each other up. We're both like, you know what? And you know what else?
But you know what? We didn't even talk about the most unjustly canceled Marvel show.
Cloak and Dagger. That one was unjustly canceled.
They never would have did this to us. Never.
Mm-mm. That was such a good one, too. That one was really, really good. So why did it get canceled?
And the
why did it get canceled?
I don't know. I truly don't understand, because I was a loyal watcher. Like, I'm about to start rewatching Cloak and Dagger right now. I had to look up the girl and the boy's names because I never knew them. But Aubrey Joseph and Olivia Holt, they had such good teamwork as Cloak and Dagger. They were really eating. Like, some people, they become a character so much that, like, they really were eating up the roles. They were so into it, and I was so into them that I never looked up their names. I never had any desire to know anything about them, because to me, they were not actors doing a job. They were Cloak and Dagger.
And they had good chemistry, just like, you know, Cloak and Dagger in the comics had that chemistry. They had the same chemistry.
They were serving divine pairing.
I just looked it up, and it is exactly what we thought.
Oh my God. Me too. The series was canceled after the second season, when Marvel Entertainment was amalgamated with Marvel Studios and the producers were trying to concentrate the shows on Disney Plus that had ties to movies. I'm not going to say that. I'm just unhappy.
The thing is, like, I'm going to say this a little bit biasly, but they did start off really good with, like, the Avengers and everything. But it's like, once they figured out the same formula that's making them literally billions of dollars, they were just kind of like, all right, let's just keep doing it. And then ever since, like, around Age of Ultron time, the movies have been exactly the same. And the shows, too. Once they figured it out with WandaVision, they made the shows exactly the same. Loki was slightly different.
Like, all of their stuff, I just don't like it. Like, I liked what they were doing before. I liked when Fox still owned some of the Marvel stuff, because I didn't like Legion, like, at all. But I liked what they were doing with it. You know what I'm saying? I like when things are just buck wild and out of, like, I can't predict where they're going to go next. That's what they do on Stargirl. When people talk about the comic book shows, like, they never talk about how Stargirl, they're always going to do something that I was not expecting. Or it's going to be something I really was expecting. But, like, Stargirl will pull a character that has not been seen since 1984 out of nowhere and be like, yep, this is what we're doing.
Yeah, I know what you mean. We're some hating as bitches this episode, but it is what it is.
But you know what? We should have done this. Unfortunately, we can't do a Stargirl episode because of what we now know about Geoff Johns. But we should have done one before all that came out, because, you know, I love Stargirl. It's one of my favorite comic book characters. And also Greg Basinger and Luke Wilson. You know, they're two Texans. Those two Texans on a TV show, baby. Nope. We're from Texas. We get rowdy.
Oh, man. I don't know. I want the show to be good, just because a lot of people put a lot of work into this and they're always proud of the work. So I want the show to be good for them. I just don't think that this is one I'll be watching or be interested in unless something major happens. I don't know what that would be, but
not into it. But I didn't know your Hellstrom show came out in 2020. Like, this is a new show.
I forgot about that one. Yeah, that one was a good one, too. I really like that one.
Oh, man.
It's probably going to get canceled, too.
I'm sorry that you liked it, because it came out in 2020 and it got canceled. It was released on October 16th.
2020 and got canceled on December 14th, 2020.
That's about the same time that Marvel, that they shifted all over to make it an MCU situation.
Because
that's
but
the
it same was time already on Hulu. Yeah. Like Runaways, like Cloak and Dagger. That was on ABC, wasn't it? Or was it on Freeform? I think it was on Freeform. On ABC Family. Let's just go ahead and call a spade a spade.
Yeah, I don't remember. I know that I watched on Hulu, but yeah, it could have been ABC. I don't know.
Yeah, for Freeform, based on the Marvel Comics characters of the same name. Mm-hmm. And it is set in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, sharing continuity with the films and other television series of the franchise. That's the thing.
We're so angry. This isn't a positive episode.
It's not.
I'm tired of it. You know what? Like I said, I want the show to be good for people who enjoy it. And for the people who worked on it, like, they deserve, you know, a good show. But
I hope the intended audience who, you know, to be fair, like, I am a Black woman from the Southern United States. I am never the intended audience for these things. You know what I'm saying? Like, just Disney, by default, they're not making this for me. So, yeah. Like, I hope that the people in the intended audience really enjoy this. I hope they get the reception that they're looking for. I hope Oscar Isaac made a lot of money on this show. I hope he continues to be very sexy in it. Like, I wish nothing but the best for this show. I'm just not going to participate. I'm going to catch up on Naomi because we're going to be off for the next couple weeks. And we got big things popping. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good way to say it. Everyone have a good time with it. I won't be participating. I like the way you said it. Yeah.
I just won't be in there.
As usual, though, visually looked amazing. The visuals in the show were, like, unparalleled because they always do that really, really well.
Okay, I just didn't like...
Another thing, while we're hyping each other up.
Because you say your bad comment, I'll say mine.
Disney has so much money, so many resources. You can hire the most talented writers.
Please tell me you're not
going to
bring up the damn human wigs again.
I wasn't, actually. I was going to say that you'll have all these resources to make anything so original and still so good. And you could connect it to the MCU if you wanted to. I don't want you to, but whatever. You could do that. So why are we still using the same formula for every show? You have all the resources to succeed, but y'all are just repeating the same thing.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
But yeah, okay. That's all I had to say there. It's just so frustrating.
Now let me get my lick back. I don't like the way the show was directed, actually. Like, I feel like the scenes where he was losing time and he would just wake up, I feel like they should have had more of those scenes because we just know that he doesn't like to sleep and he's always awake. And that was one of those things where it was doing too much. There were too many words about it. Like, that could have been a showing, not telling moment. That would have been a really cool montage. Especially because they told us straight up about it, because he was talking to the performer guy who doesn't move. And he was like, women won't like being in my place if I got ankle restraints on my leg. Clearly, they're not working because Mark Spector just wakes up and clicks them bitches off. Also,
I think that's hilarious, though, that Mark just like puts everything how it was the night before. So that way it looks like he didn't wake up. I think that's hilarious.
And then he'll be like, he's like, oh, it's Sunday. Like, yeah. I personally would have just been, that could have been a montage and it could have just been a montage and he didn't have to explain the thing. It could have just been a montage of him like getting in bed, putting the strap on, like waking up, getting in bed, putting the strap on, like his little projects where he would read and play, like how to stay awake. You know what I'm saying? They could have just night after night after night. That could have been, I would have done that instead.
Yeah, I will give him props on at least that part. Like, the first time they did it, I was like, okay, this is going to start off like a good mystery. It's going to leave us wondering. If you don't know who Moon Knight is, you know, it gives you something to think about.
And then he explained it.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I agree with you on that. I think it was a good, at first it was good. It could have been a really good thing, but yeah.
Yeah, so we probably won't watch, but it was fun. And do you have anything else to say?
No, I don't even know if we hit all the points. It's just, we're frustrated.
What points are there to hit? Yeah, that's what I'm going to title this episode. We show you who we really are. Because at my core, I am a hater. And you know what? I've gone on the record on other podcasts saying that. I think when I was on Wheel of Horror, they actually asked me to list things that I hated. And I just outright was like, I don't like this. I don't like that. I don't like that. I hate this. Hate this.
Yep. Well, I don't know what else to say. Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay, so that's all for this week's episode of True Believers.
So thank you for all your support. Sorry we were such hating ass bitches this episode. But, you know, we'll see you next week.
We're available on all major streaming platforms. And if you really like the show, please leave us a review and continue sharing with your friends. We really appreciate it. And as always, if you want to leave a suggestion on what we read or watch, you can direct it right at Andrew. Find a DM us on social media. You can email us, leave us a voicemail at 650-761-2629, or join our Discord that we might start checking. Please don't recommend that we watch more Moon Knight because it looks unlikely. Bye.
Bye.